Dear Lord, deliver us from this invading enemy advance and give us the wisdom to take control and contain it outside the walls of our interior castle and our special place that we occupy with you, Lord, in our prayer time. My dear heart dwellers, we're all under a very specific kind of attack right now, namely being thrown off our schedules and keeping us from prayer. The enemy has set snares every few feet in our lives to keep us out of prayer. For me, it's been plumbing issues and a severe situation with a lady who had a wonderful ministry but needed help with a demonic infestation and is terribly oppressed. And that's something we're working through right now, trying to help her. Anyway, she's taken a very large portion of my time. And I believe that from this point forward, I can be back here as I should be. I don't know what's been in your lives that has caused you to stay out of that sweet place of prayer. But if it's been happening to you, please repent and take firm hold of any obstacles that are presenting themselves to get in your way. It's our intimate connection with the Lord that brings about all good things, protects us from wrong decisions and motives that are not entirely pure. It is His sweet exchange, heart to heart, that purifies us daily, while the enemy tries to defile us daily. I'm having to look at that one very carefully, and for the last week we have been hit with one emergency after another, with a particular soul, and I tried to keep it confined, but since it was an attack on the unity of the channel, it was really messy. So that's being resolved. But I can see that a good 3 weeks before May 1st, which is one of the enemy's holidays, the time leading up to it is a time of spiritual assault on Christians. And in the period directly afterwards, curses of all kinds are released on Christians to bring them down. And I believe one of the biggest, if not the main attack, is going to be on time with the Lord, intimate time, making it possible to be with Him by engineering one incident after another to interrupt that time and take us away from Him. That said, I apologize for not taking everything in hand earlier and putting a stop to some of these things that seem like they're unstoppable. I mean, how do you deal with a toilet that's overflowing? That's messy no matter how you look at it. Fortunately, it hasn't gotten to that point, but it's threatening, and we're trying to get a hold of that before it really disrupts the house. And this is a small house that we live in. It's 6 rooms, and they're all very small rooms. It's an adobe, typical adobe. And just having one stranger in the house changes the whole ambience of what's going on. So it's very difficult to isolate and compartmentalize when you need that private time. My room is right next to the kitchen, as a matter of fact. So it can be pretty challenging to have peace and quiet, to really be able to rest in the Lord. And there's a point well taken, talking about interruptions. Yes?
Your calendar doesn't have a book.
Yes, she does. Are you...
I'm finding.
Where are you looking? No, it's in the Marie calendar section, I think. Which
I know,
is...
I'm looking at Marie calendar section here. No Vermont Bitter salt. Are you sure it's the right brand? It's not the Eating Well that you want?
No, it's not Eating Well. No, it's not. It's her brand. I can't think of any other brand it would be. You're going to have to ask a manager.
Okay.
Okay? And have them look it up. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thank you, honey. Ah, Marie Callender's Vermont Cheddar macaroni and cheese. Just the perfect comfort food for this kind of a day. All right. Well, moving right along. That said, I apologize for not taking everything in hand earlier and putting a stop to some of these things that seem like they're unstoppable. Lord, what do you have for us? Jesus began, Claire is right, and there is a plan afoot to derail your spiritual life away from me and into the world. Forewarned is forearmed. My children, do not see interruptions in your daily routine as just life. They are not just life. They are warfare and deadly attempts to wrench you out of my arms, not all at once, but little by little. Little by little adds up to a lot. Have you ever noticed how $100 looks like a lot of money until you go to the grocery store and walk out with a few items of food? Somehow that $100 has disappeared, and you have very little to show for it. Well, that's how the enemy steals me away from you. Except he does it with time, little blocks of time, strategically placed to disrupt the whole day. And you think to yourselves, okay, well, that's okay. I'll just double up on my time with the Lord tomorrow. That's me speaking, because that's what I think. Jesus continued, and tomorrow begins with another set of interruptions that again ruins your time with me. This is not life. This is war. You are under attack, and the most important thing in your life is being targeted. Your relationship with me. You see, once they accomplish this slow separation, which goes from 1 or 2 days to 1 or 2 weeks, almost overnight, once they accomplish that, your judgment is no longer sound, your decisions are no longer holy, your attitude is no longer patient and long-suffering and kind. Impatience gets in, not just with those outside of you, but with yourselves. You begin to condemn yourself, and that spreads to others until you are on a negative spiral. I'm calling on you now to grab hold of this invasive monster and kick it out of your life. Refuse it the space to operate. See it for what it is, and portion your time off with a protective wall, a high wall with towers, to see the advancing enemy and put him on the run with arrows of truth. Do not let him scale that wall and overtake you. Put him on the run with prayer, deliverance prayers. Take back what is yours, the sweet time we share with one another, and allow me to equip you for your day. Know that I have missed you terribly. I long to be with you every day. And when these attacks come, I wait for you to recognize the enemy at foot and put him in his place outside of your life. Come then, my dearest ones, come close to me. Let me embrace you and forgive your lapses in spending time with me. Here in my arms you will find heavy artillery against the enemy. You will find clear strategies. And most of all, you will find rest for your soul. Throw off this wall of invasions against our privacy and rest in my profound love for you.